This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st. As the crackdown in Kensington has begun, people outside of Philadelphia are wondering where these homeless will go. Meanwhile, one recommendation to cull Pittsburgh's deer population is sharpshooters. The Broad Street Market tent will open soon, and this selfie marks a monumental event. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Philadelphia has started to shut down homeless encampments in Kensington, reports Y. As reported in yesterday's episode, this initiative has the goal of closing the area's open drug market for good, and will seek to, in its last stages, relocate these unhoused individuals. But as it's begun, people in areas neighboring Philadelphia are worried about where these unhoused residents will go, mainly if they'll be shipped off to their communities. State Representative Joe Cerisi of Montgomery County, for one, claims that county officials have tried meeting with the Parker administration to get some clarity on the situation, but communication has stalled. Cerisi told Y that he and his team are looking to determine whether Philly officials specifically plan to send homeless back to their original counties, something which sources claim is already happening on a smaller scale in Pottstown. Says Pottstown Mayor Stephanie Henrich, quote, "We are not a dumping ground." Another thing that this podcast has brought up before is that Pittsburgh has a deer problem, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. And one potential answer to that, at least according to a Pitt professor and his students, is sharpshooters. Professor Jeremy Weber in class analyzed the devastation these deer are causing, eating away and eroding wildlife, destroying gardens, causing car accidents. Their number, according to them, has also drastically risen to roughly over 300 per square mile. And with this great threat comes great action, and Weber and his students believe that sharpshooters are not only the quick approach to culling the deer population, but also a more humanitarian one. The Ganey administration will actually present its own citywide culling plan within the next few months or so. Many vendors were displaced last summer after a fire burnt down the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg, states Penn Live. Now, a little under a year later, the Broad Street Market Alliance has confirmed how a tent that'll serve as a temporary home to a few of those vendors is set to open up for business on May 23rd. For a full list of vendors that'll be in operation, feel free to click on the corresponding podcast link. It was a selfie that marked a quote-unquote monumental event, says Fox 29. Ridley Creek, which passes through Delaware and Chester counties, hasn't seen an American river otter in over 100 years thanks to hunting and the destruction of their habitat. That is, until this past December. The Williamstown Conservation Trust recently shared night vision photos of otters peering into a camera, giving the impression that they were, indeed, taking a selfie. The photo said trust officials are, quote, "a significant milestone in regional conservation efforts." That's all for today. For even more Pennsylvania news and beyond, drop by PennLive.com. Also, please remember to leave this podcast a rating and an honest review as well. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk during Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.